This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You better not.
And with that, we're back. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. The big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I've always said, if you guys could hear what goes on during breaks around here, or even while you're doing reads and people are screaming in the hallways around here, it's a crazy house. But now you guys are in mid-debate as we come back on the air for the final hour because you want to use another one of those words that you couldn't use on your album.
Well, one... telling them now I'm not going to use it.
You can still use it. Come on, no. What are you talking about? It's perfect. I've set the table because now you can use it. I want you to just let it out. No, not the actual thing. I just want you to let it out.
Well, it would have been better if they were in on it because now it doesn't make...
Oh, Captain, you're always crushing me. I'm just saying. Jeez.
The debate came up during the break because there's this article that was on The Big Lead. And it's the MLB Food Fest tastiest sounding menu items. And a lot of these don't sound tasty, first of all. And we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But one of them is called Fat Rooster. And I told Nick, don't dump me if I use another word for rooster. And I'm not going to do it because he's not in here yet. But just in case. But I said, there's another word for a rooster that we could call it. And he was like, are you sure? And I said, yeah, because it's just a word for a rooster. Like, you've never heard the phrase cock of the walk. That means you think you're the big bad rooster in the chicken walk, in the coop. You never heard that phrase?
No.
Google cock of the walk right now. Google it.
No, I'm just intrigued by you saying it.
That I said it?
Yeah.
It's a phrase. It's
hey,
an
Nick,
idiom.
Welcome back.
What'd he say?
There's no 100% answer on this, by the way.
Good thing you didn't say it while you were gone.
Yeah. Cock of the walk is a phrase.
I told you.
He's been saying it the whole time?
Yes.
It's a phrase. Stop. Listen to me. 1 second. Don't say a word. Neither of you. Listen to me. Where are you going, Nick? Don't come back. Are you mad? Listen, don't say a word. I'm on idioms.thefreedictionary.com, the phrase cock of the walk. One who is arrogant and narcissistic. That's what it means. Someone who acts more important than others in a group. Cock of the walk, a conceited, bossy person. This is an idiom because another word for rooster is what, Nick?
I'm not saying anything.
Cock.
Oh, God.
Why does this bother you so much? What do they call a private detective? What? Nick, why are you being like this? Are you keeping track over here? Joel's got the...
We got the C counter going.
Another term for rooster. This is a fact. This is a bona fide 100% fact. Some of the hillbillies...
South Carolina.
Some Gamecocks. What's wrong with that? Look, why did you look again?
Gamecocks is okay.
Yeah.
You can say that.
But you know
sure.
What that means? It means it's a sporting rooster. A Gamecock. Because another word for rooster is cock. Why is that? Why is this a problem? This isn't a problem. If they have a snack called the fat rooster, I feel like it's okay to call it the fat.
No.
Oh,
no.
You put the brakes on
no.
It now.
There's nothing wrong with that word. We are not in violation of any FCC regulation right now. Cock, because it means rooster. I'm referring to a rooster.
Welcome to the parent line, kids.
You're blowing this out of proportion.
I'm not saying anything. I just want everybody to know that these are the words of Barry Laminack.
A mature
AKA
adult.
Boom Boom.
Thank you, Tom.
Kids are in the car going, Dad, I didn't call you a name. I called you a rooster.
That's another word for it. It's like a private detective calls a private dick. That's the same thing.
Oh, just can we just move on from this
I don't
topic
know
of discussion?
Why are you being like this?
Because there's been like, you already said it like 10 times. Haven't you had your fun?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Four
right now is 10 to 2, Nick.
Is it really?
Look, I'm on dictionary.com.
Oh, here we go.
You ready?
No, I'm not.
The word cock.
Oh.
A male bird, especially a rooster. I swear to God, Joel, what does that say?
Dude, I'm with...
What does that say?
It says what you said.
A male bird, especially a rooster. Also, it means to tilt in a particular direction, like you cock a trigger, cock your eye weird. Like, you're blowing this out of proportion.
13-2, Nick. The seas are killing you right now.
This is a, like when you cock a gun. What's wrong with this? What's wrong? You can run from.
I can't dump you enough.
You can't run from the English language. This is a regular word. It's not my fault you have a dirty mind.
Two touchdowns.
But I just, 14 to nothing.
Yep. No, two.
But I'm just, you got two. I referred to a rooster.
You got two D's and 14 C's.
But that was a private detective. I don't understand this. Why are you are genuinely upset with me right now.
I'm not upset with you. I'm concerned for you and kind of happy because I might be able to get you to go.
You're going to be the cock of the walk now around here, right? Just like you're the badass because you got my job. I've said nothing wrong. I will fight this to the death in court if they come a-calling. Because all I referred to is a rooster and the tilt in a particular direction and maybe a gun or an eye. That's it.
Maybe.
And a private detective. That's it. So I feel like I wanted to talk about this food and just use regular words in the English language, and you have ruined it now. So I hope you're happy. I don't know what's okay. Let's get back to the food.
Please do. What was the first one again?
Are you?
This is your farewell song.
What is this?
How's it gonna be?
I'm a risk taker. Okay, that's what I am. You remember that. Here's some of the names of the other food that we can say. I can say it. I'm going to say it. It's a fat rooster. That's the Indians' spicy chicken breast.
Mm.
Topped with honey mayo.
Okay.
Nobody likes that. Pickles and house coleslaw. Doesn't sound good.
Nope.
They have a hot lobster roll in Red Sox Nation. That sounds good. I could deal with that. Mm.
Hey, you think Julia Morales is going to go to the rooster? When they go to Cleveland, because you know how she samples.
Now,
wait a minute,
it's gonna be the usual suspect with Nick Ciarra.
No, it's the menu item. Bye. I'm asking because she's the one that samples the food every time they go to a new city.
I'm just
right?
gonna let y'all continue to talk.
Right?
Hey, how's the fact?
Wow.
She said it's the menu item is called the rooster, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
no, it's called the fat rooster. What's another word for rooster, Nick?
I don't know.
Bird.
My vocabulary is limited, sir.
Obviously. And you're dirty minded.
Did she not try the grasshoppers last year?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Which is on this list.
There you go.
Toasted grasshoppers for the Mariners. A pulled pork hoagie with the Pirates. Wisconsin ultimate cheese fry for the Brewers.
Ooh.
Philly cheesesteak for the Phillies. That's not exotic or anything. A Frito pie corn dog for the Astros.
Really?
That's their big exotic, sounds
you're
delicious
into all
food.
That.
Either you love Frito pies, this is what it says in the article, either you love Frito pies or you don't, there is no in between. In this case, the coating of the corn dog is crushed Fritos. Which so instead of the cornmeal batter,
right?
It's almost like cornbread around a corn dog, right? But deep instead fried, of right? that, yeah, instead of that, said footlong corn dog is then placed in a bun and covered in chili and cheese. It's basically a Frito pie in a bun. This is a delicious thing. It does sound good.
I was going to say, you've talked on the show about you like the Frito pie.
I love Frito pie.
Yeah, so this is right down your alley.
Yeah, the Angels have Kung Pao chicken drumsticks. I'm out on that. Cardinals, four hands nachos. That just sounds like when it gets made, there's a lot of hands that make your nachos and touch it, and I'm out on that for sure.
Remember, because we had the guy that was the pizza maker at the Tiger Stadium that got caught spitting in it.
Yep. And then the Reds have the Cincinnati hot pork schnitzel. What? Oh, my God. You guys. I'm the childish one here.
I didn't say a word. I just looked at
him. I'm just laughing because I looked at his face, and I know he's wanting to say something more.
It's not even a wiener schnitzel. No. It's a pork schnitzel.
I'm glad there's only 60 seconds left.
It's a spicy pork schnitzel. You know what? You guys need to grow up, both of you. I'm the only adult on this show.
Yeah. Really?
I am the only adult on this show.
You're close to having two touchdowns and a field goal.
It's a schnitzel. It's a pork schnitzel. Get out of here, Cody. You don't know what I'm talking about either.
Cody's in here shaking his head. He can't believe it either.
All right. Well, if this was my last segment, it's been a pleasure.
It has been. It's been a nice 2 years, bud.
We started this segment, and Cody was in the Galleria. By the end of it, he's like, they're going to need me. I'm going to get here as fast as I can.
It's been a good run. on, fellas. Make sure make sure you buy my untitled album. I'm going to need the money.
Tune into the 15 when you can.
Yeah, somebody said, what about cockfighting?
I think you can say that. You can say that.
Oh, well, imagine that. Because what is it? It's two roosters fighting. It's called what, Nick?
Cockfighting. You can say that. You can say that.
It's two cocks fighting.
I'm not going to say that.
Why?
You're just being like...
What?
What is that word you always use?
Cantankerous?
No. You're being cantankerous right now.
Now you want to pretend like I have a good vocabulary.
Yeah. Before I didn't. Now I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
To imagine the pickup line at school today. If they caught that segment.
They should know. And then, Dr. Dre on 290 texted in and said, also, you caulk a window. But that's C-A-U-L-K.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of people up north pronounce it without the L.
Don't put that on my people.
Up north, east. Oh. Northeast. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like in Red Sox Nation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to continue to roll on. I don't know how it's going to be when we come back, but we're going to continue to fly through the final hour of the show.
Pack my stuff up.
If you want to reach us, HR&P listener line 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick, alive. Barry, we're not sure. He is not in the studio, and if you don't believe me and thinking I'm making this up, go ahead and look at the live stream where he is nowhere to be seen. He was called down to the principal's office. This could make a blog by the end of the week. Misspellings and all, this could be the kind of controversy that gets people that like to blog about radio talking. Barry has been called down the hallway. So this could be a day that lives in infamy. It could be the final curtain call of Barry Laminack, but Nick is, based on the size of the smile that I see on Nick's face right now, this could be the day that Nick steps up. This is the Wally Pitt moment where you have to Google that, Nick, but this could be the Wally Pitt moment where Nick steps up and gets his big break.
We don't know why he got called in the principal's office. We just know he's gotten called.
Really? You can't fathom a guess?
I mean, people have said, there he is.
Oh, wait.
Oh, he gone.
Hey, laptop. What's up, man? We're back.
Where's he going? He's not going.
He's packing up his stuff.
We'll see y'all later. Get
the hell on out of here.
Your mic's
not
hot,
literally. I'm
Barry.
Just saying. Where are you going? I'm not doing this whole show. Going? I'm not doing the last 40 minutes of the show. Wait, is he fired? Is he gone?
I don't know, but his mic is still on. He took all of
his
stuff.
He's BSing for sure.
And he walked
for
out.
For sure.
His stuff's gone, Nick.
He's BSing, though. Okay. There's no way.
Well, you should probably sit back down, then. Because you seem pretty fired up about all this.
I'm kind of excited only if it's kind of true, but I don't think it's true.
I mean, he literally... Okay, so here's how
I'll
it goes.
I'll take a suspension.
For the listeners that are trying to figure out all that's going on, if you had to hear the last segment when Barry used a few words that we were not sure shouldn't be used on air. During the break, he was called down to the principal's office. He was asked to go down and see AJ. We expected him to be back by the time we got back on the air, and he was not there. So as we opened the segment, Nick and I were conversing, and then lo and behold, Barry comes in, grabs his stuff, and he leaves. There's a Cool and the Gang song, too, that Nick has queued up, ready to go. But now, lo and behold, the door has reopened, and Barry has reappeared.
Looks like he survived.
Yeah? You're okay?
Let's talk about
what just happened.
Yeah, what just happened? We got everybody on pins and needles waiting to find out now.
You ever been called down to the principal's office in school? You ever get in trouble?
Absolutely. I just told the listeners you were called there.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I mean, you know, I'm here.
I said this could be material for a blog, a misspelled blog by the end of the week.
I didn't know if I would be here. Clips. I'm here. We're good. I think we're good. I think.
I mean, he's back.
I think, yeah.
AJ must have just called him a moron or something like that.
Slap on the wrist.
He did tell me, don't make me get any emails. I was like, you've generated more emails than anyone. He goes, yeah, but I just have too much stuff to do. I don't feel like having to deal with you and your emails and your, so.
We're good.
Well.
The Fort Bend PTA. Has already formulated a letter.
I'm not trying to get like a warning label like the Blitz has because we're not nearly as bad as them. Oh, man, you want to talk about bad. If the FCC was going to go after anybody, it should be them.
Yeah? So you're okay. All things considered.
I'm good.
Right. Well, it looks like it. He's got his laptop back out. Plugging everything back up.
I appreciate the concern. But
there was a lot of people on the text line texting in saying, welcome to the show, Nick.
I think we faded it. I say we, me. I know you were rooting for me, Nick, to get fired.
I mean, at that point, when you mention it, how many times, Joel? 14?
17.
17 times.
17 C's and 2 D's.
I can't even protect you from you at that point. 17 times?
I mean, I'm just saying, if you don't understand the English language, that's on you, not me. That's all I'm saying.
I think at the end of the day, if you're Nick,
schnitzel,
think about this.
Said schnitzel, and Joel lost it.
No,
that's
you said
literally
more
a
than
word.
That.
I said schnitzel.
No, you said something about pork in a schnitzel or pork in a schnitzel or something like that.
I read exactly what was in the article, Joel, and you were childish.
A
Cincinnati hot pork schnitzel, which sounds like kind of like an Alabama hot pocket. Yeah. A little bit. Let's be real.
Okay.
Or a Brooklyn, what was it? A Boston glass bottom boat. Kind of sounds like the same thing. A hot pork schnitzel. Cincinnati, never mind.
See?
How about those Rockets?
I mean, because here's the thing. Because at the end of the day, Nick's thinking either I'm in trouble for not hitting the dumb
Nick's
button.
Nick's like, ooh, I should have prepped
Barry's
more.
Or Barry's gone and I'm
well,
in great
shape. Had he only done it once or twice, then yeah, I could be in trouble. But when you say it 17 times, there's nothing I could do. That's your fault.
Again.
Boom, boom.
Again, it's just a word that describes a rooster. You guys freaked out for nothing.
I was a little concerned.
We're good, guys. We're good.
You had a lot of people, editorial concern and throwing
my favorite
in their
part
own.
Is that Barry asked me to double check
while
as to whether or not he could say those words on the air. As I'm walking out, all I hear is you
it wasn't gonna stop me
dropping the C word over and over
because I know the English language.
So why did you send me out to ask if you were gonna say it anyway
so that fool's you didn't errand. Hit the dumb button
a fool's errand. It's like when I asked
he Charlie, set you up Trigger.
I asked Tyler if I could say a word once, and he goes, no, don't say that. And I was like, Charlie, I feel like you would know this better since you've been around longer. Can I say this word? He goes, you can say it once. And then you're probably done for. I was like, well, I'm not saying that word. But this is different. This is an actual, you can Google everything I said, and it validates and backs up everything I said about the word being a rooster. And talking about arrogant people.
What I've learned about Barry asking for permission to say a word is to never say no. But then it evolved to no matter what I say, he was going to say it anyway.
What's your favorite flavored soup there, Joel?
Chicken noodle.
No. Nick, what's your favorite flavored soup?
Chicken noodle.
I mean, Jay Bear just sent me a picture.
Yes, and what does it say?
Of soup. It says cock flavored soup mix. Spicy. That's what it says. That's what it says.
He's going for the 2-point conversion, Nick.
All right. I work with a bunch of children. Let's move on.
We're the children.
I mean, if you guys. Laura says, I feel like the rooster segment has to go down. I'm nervous, though. And the Hall of Fame, but I'm nervous.
Chances of that being a promo?
0.0.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna go to.
I'm gonna go 0.000.
Nick, how long are you gonna be working on that promo tonight?
Yeah, I want you to make that a promo. I'm asking you as our show producer.
I can make it as a promo.
Yeah,
they're just not gonna put it in the system for you.
Why not?
Oh, it'll be in the system.
They
on
won't
the
load
stream.
It for you. Michael Carroll will not do that.
Michael Carroll put it on the stream.
I'll go ask him right now.
All right, go ahead and do that.
Barry got a break. I've already missed a lot of this segment because I got called down to the principal's office.
You got Rob Mungle on the in the studio, and you know that Michael Carroll is a Comic-Con guy.
Did he know who we were talking about?
I don't know, but if he did, You might get that promo bet more than just in the system.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep.
It's a possibility. You see any of the other baseball highlights last night? Some pretty impressive things going on.
I missed some of it.
So Zach Greinke strikes out 10 and hits 2 home runs as a pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. But it gets better. Jacob DeGrom, who just finally got the new deal from the Mets Cy Young Award winner of last season, 7 more scoreless innings. That's pretty good, right? 14 strikeouts. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Then you throw in, he hit a bomb, too.
Really?
So, yeah, he not only threw 7 shutout innings, 14 Ks, he also hit a bomb. He was the first pitcher since and the only other pitcher to do it.
Madison Bumgarner.
Correct.
Look at that.
Yeah, several years back. Yeah. So he joins Mad Bum as the two pitchers that struck out double digits, hit a bomb, 7 scoreless innings. It's pretty impressive.
Willie B said, can that please replace the Bull Bull promo?
It would be funny.
That's pretty impressive. I was thinking about this the other day when I was watching the Astros and watching some National League baseball. And I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, but when the Astros first moved from the NL to the AL, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know about this. I grew up on National League baseball. I grew up on, you know, a pitcher in the 9 spot. But then when you start to think about it, I really like that hitters hit and pitchers pitch. I don't like the blending of the two. And it really, in the 9th inning, if you've got a rally going and you're at the bottom of the order, you still have a chance with Tony Kemp at the plate,
right,
as opposed to Justin Verlander at the plate.
It's a better
baseball. So I was like, I just remember, it's funny that you brought this up about the pitchers and everything, because I thought, man, we are so lucky as fans that our team is in the AL now. And if you love baseball and you're a purist, you probably hate it. But if you just want to see exciting games, AL's where it's at because of that.
I also think from a league perspective, too, because it puts the National League team, the American League team, in such a step behind in the playoffs, in a World Series, when their pitchers have to hit, they haven't been hitting all year. Just make it equal playing field. Just level the playing field and say, hey, designated hitter across the board, mm-hmm. and just let them go from there. Because, you know, it's also taking jobs away in the National League. Because otherwise, from a roster perspective, you got extra DH. Pitchers in the National League because you don't have a DH.
Yep.
So something to consider as we move forward. Clarence, we'll get you after the break. I'm a little skeptical about bringing Clarence in because he, again, wants to talk about Barry Seward.
He wants to talk about roosters.
Before we get to the roosters, I want to tell you about how you can save some money and do some great things with your energy provider. You can switch it to Infuse Energy because Infuse Energy is going to keep it hot in the winter, cool in the summer, and keep your bills as low as they possibly can. They are all about making you happy, and they're 100% honest all of the time. That means when you pick up the phone, you call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You're going to get a human being on the phone, not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and also if it's for a business or for your family, until they can get down to the bare necessities to get you the best rate and the best deal they possibly can. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and we go from there. They're going to make sure that even with the honesty thing, there may be these rare occasions when there's another company out there that can beat their rates. They're going to let you know about that, too, because they want to be like a trusted friend, never trying to screw you over, always 100% honest, and they're always going to be up front without exception. You may not pick them this time, but you may come back to them because you remembered that they weren't afraid to tell you what's out there and what is good in terms of energy rates. They're affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. I'm telling you right now, infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Nick, it's Joel, and Barry's back. As we continue to roll through the final 60 minutes of parental pickup line and all different kinds of things. Sports news and stuff. Don't know how much you want to trust it. They've just tweeted out.
This is the Blitz thing?
Rumors claim J-Lo threw A-Rod out of the house amidst all the cheating reports.
Not believing that until I see a more credible
source.
Yeah,
I'm going to need TMZ or Entertainment Tonight. But I wouldn't be surprised based on how many rumors have been circulating. Sure, Canseco started it, but you got the Playboy model from England.
Zoe Gregory?
Is that who it was?
I think so.
Said that A-Rod was sexting her and saying, you and a friend want to meet up in San Francisco.
Sent a pic of A's rod.
Yes, he did. What else would you call that, Barry?
Penis.
A rooster?
No.
No? Okay. No. Just checking.
Now, see, that would be against regulations.
Oh!
That would be, to use that slang term for it, would be against, but it's just to call a rooster by what it is different.
Isn't it?
Okay. Nope. Yeah, that was, that one came out this past week, and then, you know, a couple weeks ago, Jose Canseco said that A-Rod was cheating on J-Lo by trying to sext his ex.
Yep.
I feel like if you are getting involved with an athlete like Alex Rodriguez, you kind of know that that's how he is.
He's so fake clean, you know, just like the whole steroid stuff. He acts the whole time like he's just Mr. Clean, Mr. Mm-hmm. Innocent. Mm-hmm. They're picking on me, but I would never do this. And then the truth comes out and you're like, mm-hmm. Where there's smoke, there's fire. If there was just Canseco, everybody's like, Jose Canseco's a little off his rocker anyway. So we can just let that one go by the wayside. But more and more, these stories are popping up.
Yeah, it's one of those, like you said, smoke, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yep.
But I'm going to wait to hear it from a more credible sport or site than sports. What is it called? Sports and Stuff?
Sports News and Stuff. No, that's not Fred's website.
Did you see? AJ is such a dick.
Why?
All texting, no tweeting, tagged AJ. He's like, AJ, Barry is the best host on ESPN 97.5. Don't fire Barry. And then he tagged you and Nick. And AJ responds, Barry isn't even the best host you tagged in this tweet. Don't tell me how to do my job, bro. That is so funny.
That's fantastic.
Also, I'm going to HR on that. I'm turning him in. That's it. Not having that. Do we?
Yep. We will.
Get it? Why do you have your hoodie on? Are you cold?
Nick's hiding from everybody.
Why aren't you talking? Oh, now you don't want to talk on the show.
No, I want to talk. I'm just, you know.
Why are you?
I'm a little cold, yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you feeling under the weather? Because your voice was a little.
No, I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
No.
You know you're on the live stream 24/7 now.
Am I?
Yeah. Okay. There's a producer cam that's it shows your dumb face.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
Your dumb face the whole time. So all the anguish and pain you show in your face when Joel talks, it's gonna be, everyone's gonna see it now.
You know that Brandon said you're not supposed to say that yet.
I didn't tell him where to get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Stay Clarence call. Clarence wants to talk about the rooster segment. Clarence, what's up, man?
What up, guys?
What's up, dude?
All I have to say is, man, this is why I really enjoy and love y'all. You be having a not so okay day, then I go ahead and listen to that whole segment. And Barry's dropping bomb after bomb, and here you go with Joe and the C count.
Yep. Scoreboard, baby. Got to be scoreboard watching.
No bombs dropped.
Like, I really didn't believe Barry would get fired over that. I mean, there's much more worse things to get fired over than dropping a couple of words here and there. But, man, that's what I have to say. I really enjoyed that. It had me laughing. And then to top it all off, here goes Barry, drops it one more time for the segment after he got called to the principal's office. But here's a question.
Okay.
Does that mean Barry can no longer say Brad Peacock?
Clarence, my man, appreciate the call. Yeah. Am I not allowed to say Brad Peacock? Fear the Peacock.
Now that's the El Jefe started
and
that.
I've never said that.
And Granado got on
that
board.
One would be, did he say it on air?
No, but Granado is one of those that he gets in on the Twitter discussions when they want everybody to use the term fear
the rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Well, Nick, thank you for listening.
Nick just like quickly looked over his shoulder like, someone's coming in the door. Someone's going to get me now.
Somebody want to know what happened with the dog on the flatbed. I don't know. Probably nothing.
Lisa was trying, but she was driving back from League City. She had a speaking engagement, so I don't know how
that
went.
What was she speaking?
It was a big luncheon for, I believe, and I don't want to misspeak, but it was basically when you have dogs that have been harmed in some way, and also when you have domestic violence or women and children that have been abused, and the fact that there are organizations that kind of pair the two up so that they can help in the healing process and do all these things. And so obviously Lisa's passionate about all that.
Of course.
So she was emceeing that and doing that deal with the lunch in League City. So she was driving
back. That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I wanted to give a shout out to our guy, Raheel Ramzanali. Ramzanali. I always say it wrong. Ramzanali.
Just check
Raheel
the video.
Ramzanali. Okay. Whatever. I said it wrong in one of the SportsNet videos. He was like,
what? And he looked at me. Yeah, as I said, I don't know if the camera picked it up because they were focused on Barry opening the segment, but he said
it was a wide shot.
He said it and Raheel was like, what? He looked at me. I was like
Raheel Ramzanali. Like, I'm so country with it.
Raheel was like, you can't scrub blank, so I'm all right.
And Raheel was like, what the hell did he just call me? And we just kept going. He didn't go back. But I do want to give a shout out to my guy because he went out to speak with some the Dr. Lee's class at TSU talking about media and stuff. And he volunteered to do that. And I didn't see the exact post. I remember reading it somewhere else. But he talked about basically, you know, when he was coming up, he had folks talk to him about the business and getting involved and how to do it. And, you know, he wanted to give back and mentor. So he went out and spoke to the media class at TSU, Dr. Lee's media class at TSU, and talked about the business and how to break in and all that. And, you know, he doesn't have to do those things. And he takes his time and he's volunteering. He's not getting paid. And I just shout out to him, man, for giving back and for helping, helping other people understand what it takes to do this business and to be in this business and talking to the youth. So good for Raheel, man.
That's good
just
stuff.
Wanted, and just you know what? And
what people don't realize either is that Raheel was instrumental in getting Cody Stutes in the business.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I give props to Raheel as well. And, you know, ever since I got in with the Rockets too, and I not only hired interns, but my goal was always to try and help them find a job. If they worked hard for us, I wanted to work hard for them to find them a job because just like Kelly Eco and guys like that, you never know. But if they're passionate and they want to grind and they want to, you know, do the things to get into the business, they can go far and go places. And you'd rather be the guy that tried to help them out than the guy that was an a-hole to them when they were trying to get in the business.
Yeah.
So way to go, Raheel.
Shout out to Raheel.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. Anything else you want to say that could possibly get you?
You guys are blowing this out of proportion. It was a totally safe and natural.
Who's blowing
normal,
what? I just asked you a question.
Totally normal segment. Don't understand.
Normal, Nick.
Yeah.
Normal segment. Totally. Because we would have that segment, what? Once a show?
Ivan said, I had someone asking me what I was listening to at the light. Mm-hmm. He was sitting at a stoplight. Somebody said, what are you listening to? Because I was laughing my ass off during the Rooster segment. Might have a new suspect. Hey, if you're out there and you were the person that asked him what he's listening to, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. What's your favorite flavor of soup? Is it like Joel's?
And Nick's. We both said chicken noodle.
Nope.
Okay, Nick's already got his finger on the button.
So the quietest. Now I know how to shut Nick up. This is the quietest he's been in months. Why are you running from this, Nick? You're
just
being
trying
quiet.
To keep my job and hopefully take yours. That's the whole goal.
Okay. Hey, Joel, at the break, can you pull this knife out of my back?
Maybe.
It's kind of hurting. Oh, it's just. Ugh.
Don't get mad if on the way out I slip and jam it him a little further.
Yeah, Joel's the wrong guy to pull a knife out of my back. He's going to make it go deeper.
Oh, I tripped. God, that thing went in deep and got an artery. We'll be back with the final segment. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through a very entertaining Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Barry, yes, he's here.
Yes.
Nick, myself, taking till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Fred, AJ, Aaron. Good stuff there. We're in studio tomorrow Blitz will be on remote for opening day. We don't get to do an opening day remote for the Astros.
Yeah.
Is that your fault?
Given the information you gave me about having guests on the show, that doesn't surprise me.
What?
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
Yep, that's why we're not doing...
No, that's not why. What you told me about us not being able to get certain people, certain guests on this show because of other stations in the market.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. Okay. But you know what that is? That's just petty BS from someone that's getting his ass kicked across the way on another station. That's what that is. That's genuinely annoying. I'm getting to the point where you're going to push me to say what you wanted to say.
What?
Just, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to do what you wanted to do and call them out because it's actually just petty crap because they can't beat us. So instead of joining us, they're trying to keep people from us.
Well, it happens. First of all, I had no idea that Holly Saunders was Cliff Kingsbury's girlfriend.
I've said it how many times on this show?
On the air, yeah.
No idea. I don't listen to you half the time. I totally forgot. I have no idea. I don't keep up with whose girlfriends is what. Like, I know she's hot, but I don't keep up with it. But did you see all the stuff she gets in her DMs from dudes?
No.
Oh, my God.
Did she publish it?
Yes. First of all, y'all are creepy. Not you two. I mean, Nick's a little creepy. But the listeners are creepy. This is some of the stuff that she's had sent to her via her DMs. I'm a photographer, and I'm in love with you so much that I will give your nude photo shoot for free. That was one. I would remove all the furniture from your residence so that the only place left for you to sit, and then I'll let you figure out with the rest.
Rooster?
I'm willing to drink your bathwater.
What?
That's just, why would you?
Are you looking at her Instagram?
She screenshots these and then puts them out with, like...
So you took like her own so you commentary. Took my advice and you follow her.
No, I don't follow her.
Oh.
She this is on Bro Bible.
Oh. She's outstanding. Here's the thing. She played golf at Michigan State. She had an injury that... I think a knee injury that cut short her golf career.
Uh-huh.
She started on the Golf Channel. There's a guy that did NBC Sports Radio named Eric Vasilius, who was engaged to her. He cheated on her.
Yeah, I remember that story. I remember that story.
Now she was supposed to be doing Fox golf coverage. Remember when Fox got into trying to do PGA events like the U.S. Open? And that didn't go so well, and her interviews weren't so great.
Yeah.
So now they put her on sideline doing college football with Tim Brando. They could put her anywhere, and I'd watch.
Do you get in trouble for this, by the way?
No.
No. Because I'm on her Twitter, and the first name I see that follows her is Joel Blank.
No question.
Like right there.
Because of her golf swing. She's a fantastic golfer. I mean, and she's a sports fan. I'm telling you. Now, I do. Man, here's the thing. Man. Here's
that's
the
how
thing.
You get out of that, right there.
But here's the big thing. I have to follow her for work.
Big golf fan.
But here's the thing. And my boys.
I have to follow her from for around work.
Like some of my buddies in the league and around the league, and Nick, you know some of them. But they're big fans, too. But the question becomes, because she's always been, like, athletic and naturally beautiful, and now with some of the shots she's putting out there on Instagram and things that she's been doing, it looks as though she had some work done. And I don't, and I don't think she needed to do all that.
Do you creep on her IG?
No. No. And I'm not sending her DMs either, but I mean,
you don't go to her.
I've seen her ever since the Golf Channel, Barry, in basically a golf skirt and not a whole and like a top. You can figure some things out when you see some of the silhouettes now.
Yeah,
they're a little different.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying. But they're not. They're definitely worth your time, listeners. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, listeners.
Yeah, I'm giving you give them the heads up all the time on who to follow and why.
I'm surprised you're saying you don't go to her Instagram. Because
if you want good golf knowledge and the fact that she's a Spartan, follow Holly Saunders.
You never creep on her Instagram.
No. Creep? No.
I don't think that you're not taking that right. That just means you don't go out there and look at her pictures without following her. That's all that means.
Oh, okay.
Do you creep on her Instagram?
No. Because remember, I'm not on Instagram.
You can still get to it. I mean, you still go to Instagram.com in a web browser and type in Holly Saunders.
She's on Twitter.
How do you say? Yeah, but she doesn't have nearly the pictures. Watch. I'm going to show you right now.
Okay.
How do you spell her last name?
I have no idea.
Okay.
S-O-N. You can do the rest.
There she is. This is why you go to the web browser.
That's the Instagram stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you go to the web browser.
Okay, that's kind of creepy.
That's not. That's called creeping. Yeah, you're creeping
on her. That picture there is creepy. No.
Why?
So what's the difference between that and Twitter?
Is this what you meant by the work, by the way?
Some of it, yeah. But not even close to what. No, there's more that.
Oh, really?
There's a few where you're like, I don't know if that backside and that front side.
Yeah, it's holly.saunders on Instagram. HOLLY.SONDERS. If you want to go creep.
Great golf swing. I'm telling you. Spartan fan for the Final Four, mm-hmm. Fired up, big yeah. Time Izzo fan.
Just don't send her any creepy DMs.
That
don't
would not be me, dude. That's where I would get in trouble.
The way I look at it is it's not creepy because they put the pictures out there. They choose the pictures that they want to put on Instagram. Why else would you put a picture on Instagram if you didn't want someone to look at it? They want you to go look at these pictures.
But what that's they don't want, what they don't expect is for yeah, the for want of the viewing is they're going to comment. Whether they comment in the comment section or they comment with a private DM, yeah. There's a bunch of creepy people out there.
Yeah, just scroll and then move on. You don't have to send, hey, I want to drink your bathwater. That's just weird. Why would a dude do that? And what dumbass out there thinks that's going to work? Like, what dude is out there? You're like, you know what? I want to drink your bathwater through a crazy straw. That's not going to help you. She's not going to be like, oh my God, Prince Charming, where have you been? I've been waiting for someone to drink my bathwater. That's in the history of men trying to pick up women. Something like that has never worked. Never worked.
And that's the first step in stalking.
That's probably a good point, too.
It really is. And look, speaking from, I've seen some of the stuff Lisa's had to deal with.
From a guy that stalked her.
No. Lisa, and I'm not going to get into all the details on all these things, but like Lisa would bring her mail home from the station and from prison.
Oh yeah.
The prisoners with a lot of time on their hands and watch a lot of TV. You want to talk about creepy.
Does it get weird?
Yes.
Well, I mean, there's regular dudes that aren't in prison.
And then I can't say I
want to
go kill that guy because he's doing
that. That won't work.
He's already killed
favor.
Other people, probably.
Yeah, that won't work in your favor at all.
No.
Just don't send. Just, you know, go to her Instagram, admire the view.
It's a golf swing, Barry.
That's not a golf swing at all. That's just a sweater, and that is it.
Mm-hmm.
That is
You're
it.
Disappointed in that.
I'm not disappointed in that
no,
at all.
No, sir. You can't be. You can check that out. What brought that on?
The article about the DMs.
And that was on Bro
That was
Bible?
On Bro Bible. Yeah, okay. We'll check that out.
I definitely will have to do that. No shows tonight for you?
No shows tonight for me, just giving the cats meds and
How's the cat doing?
Writing. Much better.
That's excellent.
We didn't do the Xanax yesterday at all because it messed him up. He was like... you remember David Hasselhoff eating a cheeseburger on the floor?
Yes.
That was my cat.
Oh, boy.
That was my cat. Like, he was so drunk that if he had a cheeseburger, it would have literally been that. So we didn't do any of that, and he seems to be back to his normal self.
That's part of the reason why I got inquisitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad. You need to tweet that out. No. Would you get in trouble?
Yeah. Certainly would. Not going to lie about that one. I don't lie anyway, but I'm telling you. Everything good. Rockets coming off the road. So, big game tonight in Philly and the Bucks.
Okay.
On I believe that's on TNT.
Big game because?
Two playoff Eastern teams. Conference. Perennial powerhouses, seeing how it plays out, you know, seeing Embiid and the Greek Freak. Last time, remember, Greek Freak was talking a little mess to Ben Simmons, and then he got him back a little bit. So that should be a fun one to watch with the Rockets coming home and playing tomorrow night. Something to watch if you're looking for television tonight because the Astros are off.
Yeah, Astros are off. Rockets are off. The good news is on a game like that is that even though the Sixers are 9 behind the Bucks in the standings, they're still only a couple of games up on the Celtics, and the Bucks still are fending off the Raptors with a few games to go. They're only 2.5 up, so you still have to play to win right now, which should make it a better game than if they had already had, if there's no chance of any movement left. So should be fun.
There you go. It's fun like our show today. If you missed any of it, go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab and catch up on what you missed, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow on an FEF Friday where we'll have a comedian of the week.
Yes, Bryson Brown.
There you go. And plenty more to get to with F. Maybe just not that word, hopefully. Because Nick then just, can breathe easily Friday. If we don't use that word. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own parts or not.
Yeah, boy.